Boy, I can tell when his blood pressure's up a few points. Can't you? Here's Gruber.
Well, from Israel, I can tell you this. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu appears to have clinched a clear electoral victory. 97% of the vote in now. His Likud party tied with Blue and White, which is his chief competitor. But the right-wing bloc had a decisive lead. And therefore, Netanyahu will safely win and form a coalition government. More than 4 million votes counted as of 9 o'clock this morning. Likud had snagged 26.27% of the vote. By far its best showing, at least 35 seats, maybe 36, but at least 35 seats. The party's best result since the 2003 election. Think about that. It's the best result in 16 years. In the time that Netanyahu's been here, since Ariel Sharon was the prime minister. So a huge win for Benjamin Netanyahu and a big win, of course, for Donald Trump as a result, because he's quite revered in Israel, if you didn't know that. Speaking of the president, this is also impressive. The latest approval tracking poll gives the president 53% approval rating as of yesterday. That's the best number I've seen in the Rasmussen polling in quite some time, 53%. 45% disapprove. The lowest number I've seen there for some time. 37% strongly approve of the job the president is doing. 36% strongly disapprove. Gives the president an approval rating of +1. He's above water. Trust me, this is going to be trouble for those on the left are going to have some trouble with this. So Ocasio-Cortez, of course, is going straight to climate change as being the problem at the southern border. We'll get back to that insanity a bit later in the program. But I want to share this with you. This is so telling because you've got the Bill Barr circus going on at one end of Capitol Hill. And meanwhile, on the other side of Capitol Hill, another hearing convened by Democrats in the House to perpetuate the fable that hate crimes and white supremacy are on the rise in America, despite the clear and compelling fact that there is no supporting evidence for outlandish claim. And in doing so, Congressman Ted Lieu of California insulted and maligned an African-American activist, Candace Owen. And when she responded to the outrageous comments by the far-left Lieu, the chairman of the committee, who just happens to be Fat Jerry. Yep, it's Nadler again. Jerry and his Nadlers were there. He tried to cut her off, tried to gavel her out. A really bad decision because he made himself look even more foolish. You have to hear this. It's an incredible exchange because what Lieu is trying to do is suggest that Candace Owen, a black woman, a millennial, that somehow she supports Nazis and white supremacists, and he's trying to malign her character altogether and smear her all over this hearing. And she was having none of it. Bite three, go.
I think it's pretty apparent that Mr. Lieu believes that black people are stupid and will not pursue the full clip in its entirety. He purposely presented an extracted clip.
The witness will suspend for a moment. It is not proper to refer disparagingly or to a member of the committee. The witness will not do that again. The witness may continue.
Sure, even though I was called despicable.
Witness may not refer to a member of the committee as stupid.
I didn't refer to him as stupid. That's not what I said. That's not what I said at all. You didn't listen to what I said. May I continue?
Please.
As I said, he is assuming that black people will not go pursue the full two-hour clip. And he purposefully extracted, he cut off, and you didn't hear the question that was asked of me. He's trying to present as if I was launching a defense of Hitler in Germany, when in fact, the question that was asked of me was pertaining to whether or not I believed that Hitler was whether or not I believed in nationalism, and that nationalism was bad. And what I responded to was that I do not believe that we should be characterizing Hitler as a nationalist. He was a homicidal, psychopathic maniac that killed his own people. A nationalist would not kill their own people. That is exactly what I was referring to in the clip, and he purposely wanted to give you a cut up similar to what they do to Donald Trump to create a different narrative. That was unbelievably dishonest, and he did not allow me to respond to it, which is worrisome and should tell you a lot about where people are today in terms of trying to drum up narratives. By the way, I would like to also add that I work for Prager University, which is run by an Orthodox Jew. Not a single Democrat showed up to the embassy opening in Jerusalem. I sat on a plane for 18 hours to make sure that I was there. I'm deeply offended by the insinuation of revealing that clip without the question that was asked of me.
Man, she's a little upset, as she should be. Ted Lieu was patently and blatantly dishonest in going after Candace Owen. Jerry Nadler didn't listen to what she said. She said that Congressman Lieu obviously thinks that black people are stupid. She didn't call him stupid. She said that you think we're stupid because we won't go do our own research. And unfortunately, Candace, there's a lot of truth to that. People don't go do their own research. They just look at social media. Oh, yes, look at that. Candace Owen, I can't believe she said that. She's awful. She's a white supremacist, but she's black. But she's a white supremacist. She's a Nazi, but she's black. Yeah, but I saw it on Facebook. Yeah, I'm guessing you did see it on Facebook, dude. Is your mother paying for internet service this month? How's that going for you? Working out all right? Mommy making you dinner, too, and folding your unmentionables? Just checking, because I want to make sure you're well taken care of by mommy. Meanwhile, on another front, and not unrelated, Cory Booker, as I mentioned yesterday, introducing finally a reparations bill that American taxpayers should pay those people of color in this country for the unfair world they live in or something for reparations. A brand new polling, just 21% of likely U.S. voters think taxpayers should even consider reparations to black Americans and the ones that can prove they're a direct descendant of slaves, which will never be the way it would go anyway. Well, I can't prove I'm a descendant of slaves, but I'm here and I'm black. Well, therefore, you must be, and yes, we'll pay you as well. Trust me, once that, if that floodgate were ever opened, it'll be a complete disaster. Nobody supports reparations. 21% believe it to those that are direct descendants and provable, but how are you ever going to do that? That wouldn't be fair. People need to pay their fair share. 25 after on the Steve Gruber Show.